There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to In Our Own World. And today we have an attitude of gratitude.
Absolutely.
Baby. Yeah, we thought, you know, we've had our parents on the show enough. We love them. We appreciate them, but they've had their glory. So there are so many other people in our lives that we're so grateful for.
Yeah.
And in light of the holidays coming up, we thought it would be a beautiful gesture to give a call to some of the people who maybe most of the year don't feel exactly how grateful we are for them. You know, Our parents, they hear it all the time. And it's important to honor and be grateful for those people that maybe don't hear it
Absolutely.
As much as they should.
And we were discussing traditions last week, and as much as I love that part of the holidays, something that I do like about this holiday, even though it's totally not what it seems, and it's absolutely about us colonizing and killing a bunch of Native Americans. But it's nice to think that in today's day and age, we have the ability to transform the day into not only a day of family and a day of great food, but also a day of focusing on being thankful for the good things, the little things.
Yeah.
So I'd love to dive into that a little bit.
Okay.
And also think about it on other times, other days that are not a festive holiday.
I agree. Like a Wednesday. I'm just saying, those are the best moments.
Like the second Wednesday of November. Yeah.
Very clever, Hernandez.
Okay. Okay, so there's actually a quote that I want to read.
Okay.
That I think will set the tone for the rest of this episode.
I'm down.
Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. Mm. And the person who said that is Eckhart Tolle. Mm. I hope that's how you pronounce his name.
Greetings. That is not, in fact, how you pronounce his name. It's Eckhart Tolle. Thank you. Back to regular scheduled programming.
Gratitude is not just this like intangible thing that we talk about. It's something that has actually been proven through studies, through research and positive psychology to improve our lives. It's proven to make us happier, mm-hmm. to allow us a way to build stronger relationships. It's shown to have positive effects on our health.
Yeah.
It's shown our physical health. It's shown to have a positive effect on our mental health. There's actually proof and studies that have evidenced that practicing gratitude as a part of your lifestyle has even accelerated trauma recovery.
I was about to say practicing is also a key word because you have to make that choice. Like waking up every morning and saying, I'm so happy and thankful I'm alive.
Well, you know, and it's funny because there's two ways to go about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like perhaps it begins with finding the little things, like, you know, to identifying the little things and finding the gratitude in them or finding the way to be grateful for the little things. But to kind of just establish what gratitude means, mm-hmm. okay, it comes from the Latin root gratia, which literally means grace, graciousness, gratitude. And it is the feeling of appreciation for something that's either tangible or intangible. And the thing about gratitude, which is kind of cool, is we already know that it has such a positive influence on our lives. People that have been a part of studies where they simply express gratitude to loved ones have reported instant boosts in happiness immediately after. Yeah. It feels good.
Of course.
To demonstrate to gratitude to somebody that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
So one way you can go about it is by having the mindful practice of finding the joy in the little things and being grateful for the things in your life that make up your life so that you find yourself in a positive state of mind.
And present.
More often, right. But the cool thing about gratitude and the cool thing about the human brain is you ever know how sometimes you'll like learn a new word or you'll have a crush on someone and you'll discover, you know, that a new car that they drive and all of a sudden you're seeing that new word everywhere and you're seeing that new car everywhere. Well, there's a part of our brain that's responsible for that. It's called the reticular activating system, or RAS for short.
And I know her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically a bundle of nerves that is responsible for sifting through information. So it's kind of like a filter that our brains have where it's like, this is not going to be important to us. This is going to be important to us. And it's like doing all this work, which is not that, you know, I guess you can think about the law of attraction and manifestation in this way, but not that technically or logically you would really be seeing that new word or that car everywhere. It's just
right.
How our brain is now processing information that we deem to be important. Yeah. So even if you aren't really feeling or experiencing gratitude from a place of authenticity at first, just the mere act of putting yourself in that position and practicing that mindset will automatically start to populate it.
That's so, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you get more of what you give your brain, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You literally, you know, you become what you think.
That's why I see titties everywhere.
They better be my titties. Because what are the titties are you looking at?
Girl, you know there ain't any other titties.
Just saying.
Canceled. Hey, something I'm grateful for. No, that's amazing. Honestly, it's fascinating. And I feel that because I guarantee it. Even somebody yesterday, who was it? Was it your mom or somebody that was like, it's incredible how when you realize that you can control certain of your thoughts, negative and positive, how much more you can influence your experience.
For sure. Right? There's actually a study that was done in couples. Mm-hmm. And they found that couples who expressed gratitude for their partners had a general, more positive outlook on their partners.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's true. I mean, I think that sometimes the practice of gratitude is something that we look past because maybe we take for granted that the person knows how we feel about them or that we've communicated sufficiently. But actually sitting down and taking the moment to like list out things that you're grateful for, be it in another person or just in general in your life, I think actually brings things that maybe you're not thinking about all the time to the surface.
Yeah, to your awareness. Yeah,
they do that, or they have done that, you know, and I am grateful for that.
You actually taught me or brought to my awareness something that I guess a lot of people wouldn't usually think about, but now that you've brought it to my attention, I go out of my way to make this common practice when I have this experience, and I want to tell all of you guys to do the same because it's life-changing, especially in this circumstance. So how many times are you on the phone with a bank or you're in a restaurant or, you know, a business or someplace that maybe you're not thinking anything, but I'm here to do my job, to do my task.
Do your thing, yeah.
To get, you know, to give money, to be conveniently helped, and to get my ass out of here, right? Which, get it, capitalism, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. But the point is that there are human beings and people who are on the other side of this experience. In the same way that when you have a negative customer service when you have a negative customer service experience, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get a complaint. Let me talk to the manager.
Right, you want to pursue it.
You're going to say something nasty. You're going to raise your voice, etc. How many times when you have a positive customer service experience, do you really go out of your way the same way to highlight, hey, you did an amazing job. Hey, can I fill out a survey?
Almost,
you
know, every time.
And when you pointed that out to me, I was like, holy crap, because it's so true. And since I've noticed that, you literally just have to say like, hey, by the way, thank you so much for your help. You did a great job today.
Or even just walking out. So I think that comes from being on the other side. And I feel like compassion and gratitude have kind of like a tie between them.
Mm.
So working in the service industry, I know how much it impacts you when you make a negative remark right. to somebody's boss about their performance.
Right.
And I also know what impact you have on somebody's job when you make a positive remark
yeah.
on someone's performance. So I don't know if that inspired it or because I'm very happy to celebrate people who do good things. Mm-hmm. I always am.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Even if it's just like you're walking out the door and you're like, hey, that guy, great server, you know, like,
exactly.
It can help. You never know. What if that boss was thinking about giving that person a raise?
Exactly.
Or what if they were thinking about firing them and now they're like, hmm, maybe they're valuable. I don't know. And obviously I'm not saying say something untruthful, but if you have a good experience or if somebody shows you kindness, if you grateful.
If you have something to say and you don't say it, it's never said. Like,
yes,
it's that. I'm saying like, it's stupid, but it's that simple. Like yeah. you could be walking by somebody and have that thought. But if you don't put it through your voice box, it's never going to reach that person. The other day when we were at some, you know, one of those stores that sells things in bulk, and there was a woman making pancakes.
Like a wholesale store.
A wholesale store, yeah. right. There was a woman making pancakes who literally told us, we stopped and we're like, wow, these are delicious. How are you? Thank you so much. And she's like, you know, no, they just come and grab the pancakes. They don't even acknowledge my existence. They don't even say thank you.
Like, you know, I don't roll like that. I got to give credit to my dad on this. Like, I have a custom, and I know that you could back me up on this. Mm-hmm. I have a like customary 2-second step process anytime I'm dealing with anyone in a customer service position, and call me out on this if I'm wrong. I tend to not only address them immediately, but learn their name, read their name off their name tag within the first couple of seconds.
Yes.
Because they're freaking human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times when you're wearing certain uniform or even just a name tag where it gives the impression to somebody, a patron of yours or a customer or a client, that you're working for them, there are so many unkind people that end up treating those people like inferior or less than. And so I'm super happy to remind them that I believe we are at eye level. And even though they're working on their shift, Tanya is Tanya and deserves to be acknowledged as such. You know?
Mm. Thanks, Tanya.
Speaking I don't know of if that Tanya, was her name, but yeah.
Speaking of Tanya and people that we're grateful for, maybe we should give someone a call.
Yeah, I would love that.
You down?
I'd love to call them. Let's call some people that we're grateful for and tell them why.
All right, we'll be right back and we're going to call some of our favorite peeps.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, now that we've gone down the road of gratitude, I think it's time to pay it forward. Why don't we make some calls?
Absolutely. You want to go first?
No,
you
go first.
You weren't expecting Matt.
You go first. You go first.
Me first?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
No. I think it should be you. It's only right.
Okay.
Hello.
Mari.
Mamá.
Te desperté.
Yo dije, ¿quién está llamando a mí de California?
El podcast, Mari.
Sorry, Mari. Estamos aquí en el podcast y estamos haciendo un episodio de, tú sabes, gente que agradecemos quiénes son en nuestras vidas, tú sabes, y son alguien muy especial para nosotros. Y la primera persona que pensé eres tú.
Ay, gracias. Para ustedes, para mí también son muy especiales, tú sabes.
Tú sabes cuánto te quiero, ¿verdad?
Pero yo estaba muy mala, mamá.
¿Qué te pasó?
Con una infección en la garganta, oído y toda esa mierda, pero ya, eso no lo tengo. Ya se me está no sabiendo que alguien piensa que soy especial para ellos.
Ay, Mari. We're so thankful for you, Mari. Te quiero tanto. ¿Y tú sabes por qué? Porque siempre me cuidas, siempre estás en mi esquina, siempre me haces comidita rica y siempre piensas en mí.
Siempre estoy ahí pensando en ti, en lo que pueda ayudar, para eso estoy, porque te quiero y tú sabes que eres muy especial para mí también.
Ay, Mari, te quiero mucho.
Okay,
te veo yo pronto, ¿ok?
Mucho. Ok, mamá, un beso para ustedes.
Okay, bye.
Un besito, Mari.
Okay, un beso, bye.
Oh, Mari. She's so cute.
The best.
Poor Chris, he's in the room and he can't hear any of these.
Mari is like my second mom. I don't know a day on this earth without her. She has taken care of me just as, you know, so many other people have around me my whole
I
life.
I know.
So grateful.
She really is like another parent almost. Yeah. And she's so sweet.
And I definitely just woke her up.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
just
Maddie.
Woke her up. Oh, no.
All right, your turn.
Wait, so we're not calling parents. Are we not calling any family members or?
No, I mean.
Or is it just no parents?
No, call your siblings. Why not?
How do you know?
Because Amber's hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to call Amber.
Okay, Amber.
Although I'm grateful for both of my sisters. I'm honestly very lucky to have two wonderful sisters, but Amber and I have had.
Hello, Cisco Unity Connect.
That is definitely her work number. That is definitely her hospital number.
No.
I'm so glad it's in COVID.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's do this.
Hello.
Hello. What are you up to?
In bed.
Oh, God, it sounds so loud.
Oh, watching TV.
How do I sound?
I don't understand. Normal.
Pretty clear, though. No, the audio?
Like I thought.
I'm calling from outer space.
Me too.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I have a satellite attached to the outside of my spaceship, and that's what makes it sound so good. we're on the podcast recording an episode about gratitude. And we came up with the idea to give a call to some people in our life who we feel like maybe we don't express often enough how grateful we are to them. So I wanted to call you. I'm sorry that I woke you up, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity to call you and tell you, first of all, how much I love you. And my first grateful thing is I'm super grateful to have you as my sister. But you could have been my sister and you could have handled that role in any other way. And you have been probably just about the best sister anybody could ever ask for. And I want you to know, if I don't tell you often enough, that I am extremely grateful for you, for the love and the support that you've always given me. You've been like, I don't know, my spine, my back in so many moments where I felt like I didn't have any. And I don't think that I could have made it through a lot of really, really difficult moments in my life if it weren't for you. So I hope you know that in the spirit of Thanksgiving, it wouldn't feel right if you didn't know how thankful I am for you.
You're welcome.
My God, dude. Like, my life. This is my life with my sister. Amber, Siri, you know what? Thanks, Amber. Never change, dude. Never change.
I love you, Jeff.
I love you, Amber.
Love you too. Geraldina Rapuna of Avalon.com.org.
Em is here. She's also grateful for you.
You're welcome.
Babe, any words?
I mean, how can I top that?
No, you don't.
She knows how I feel.
Yeah, I know. It's in here. Emily Victoria, FreddyCougar.edu.
You guys are weird.
See you soon, Hamhor.
I love you.
Love you guys.
Josh is okay too, but mostly his mustache.
Yeah. Love you.
Love
bye.
You guys.
Bye. Love you bye. Too. Bro, if that is not the most Amber thing
ever.
I'm here picturing her grabbing Kleenex. We finally broke
She's
her.
She's definitely a little emotional. No. On the other side of that. No, I know my sister. But wow. Like, thank you, Amber. Because you know what? I talk about you all the time. And I tell people, I'm like, you don't understand. First of all, I'm like the super loving, affectionate one. I'm trying to like basically like lay in her arms and she wants nothing to do with me. And like, wow.
Love language. Hey, everybody loves in a different way.
For sure.
Which is a very important thing to highlight about gratitude.
My sister is the first person to have demonstrated that to me. I mean, she shows love completely differently than I do, but I definitely feel loved by her.
That's what I think my whole point was about it being a little bit harder for people to express themselves with words, right? Like, I feel like people in other ways show how grateful they are, but it's hard to say like, hey, by the way, I'm grateful for you.
Yeah. Okay, your turn. Who are you calling?
Okay.
Here, baby.
Let's see. I want to call my best friend Groovy, but he's probably sleeping too.
Try it.
I'll try.
Let's see.
Hey.
Hi. Is this John Pantesco? This is Karen from Sweetwater. How are you? John?
Yeah.
This is Karen from Sweetwater. How are you?
It's almost 10 o'clock at night.
Well, we have really good news about your module.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Maybe he didn't know it was you. And he saw that it was
it's almost 10
baby, this is
night.
Not a prank one. Sorry. This is a grateful one.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Bitch, sorry, it's M.
What are you calling me? There's coming up spam risk when you call me.
I'm sorry. Listen, we're here, you know, rounding out the year and are calling people who we are grateful for and telling them why we are. And it's no secret that I am not only extremely grateful for your friendship, but everything you've taught me, how much you care about me, and your tiny... Oh, hold on. The wall is coming down.
turbulence outside.
Turbulence, hold on. Anyway, your tiny ankles and your big, big heart. And I love you very much. And I'm very, very grateful for you this holiday season.
Oh, thank you, Em. I love you too.
Oh. Oh, I hope I didn't wake you up. But did you believe for 1 second that I was Karen from Sweetwater?
You did mention this module.
For a very quick second. And then I realized because you just texted me.
My favorite was, it's 10 o'clock. All right. Well, I love you.
Why are you calling me from a spam list?
Well, we're in outer space, so we have really bad service up here.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Sounds like you're in outer space too. Anyway, I love you.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Oh, we're so cute.
Groovy's such a freaking grumpus.
He's so funny. He's so funny. I like this. We should do this more often.
Yeah, I like it too. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a podcast.
Like, what are you doing Friday night? Nothing. Calling my friends, telling them I love them.
You know that I used to do that?
No way.
Yeah, I feel like when we first started to like introduce technology and phones, like I was thinking the other day when I was in high school, I wasn't like on Instagram and TikTok like in between classes, you know, like that wasn't a part of our generation.
Texting, so, really.
Or AIM, dog.
Oh my God. Right?
So anyway, so I remember like just calling people and being like, hey, I love you. That was like something that I did.
That's cute.
I'm going to bring it back. Emily, 2023.
There you go.
Sharing love and joy.
It's going to be 2024.
To a phone near you soon. 2024. Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay.
Who are you going to call now?
I want to call Chris and Sam.
Aww.
I want to call Chris and Sam are two friends of mine. Sam and I started being friends. Or really, our friendship started when I was working. Oh, Siri, get a hold of yourself. When I was working at FIU, the school that I ended up graduating from. And Sam was like my work friend, you know, like she was the cubicle I would escape to before and after during my lunch hour. And just recently, we were actually just talking about how many life milestones we've been able to witness of each other's from when she was dating her now husband, Chris, and I was there with her. Actually, right before Christmas break, or before we went on Christmas break, it was around this time where we were sitting in her cubicle and she was like, I don't know, I just have a feeling that he's going to propose. Lo and behold, he freaking did. She was right.
What a witch.
Yeah, she came back.
They're always there for us.
With a ring.
They're always the going above and beyond to reach out and say how they can help. And yeah, I'm grateful for them too. Let's see if they'll pick up. By the way, the myriad of Chris's we have in our life is incredible.
This is one of them. Oh,
bearded
my God.
Chris, beardless Chris, construction Chris, Chris with a hey. So many Chris's.
They might be. What are people doing?
Yo.
What's up?
Nothing.
What are you guys doing?
Laying in bed.
Is Sam there?
Yeah.
Put me on speaker.
Yeah, speaker.
Hello, Samatha.
Sorry.
You guys. It's me and Em. If we sound really good, it's because we're calling from the podcast Outer Space. So this is what the galaxy transmission sounds like. Good, right? Okay, so fitting for the week, and honestly, it really should be happening way more often. But I really like what we're doing. Em and I are taking turns on the pod, calling people who we feel like maybe we haven't had a chance or we haven't prioritized taking the time to reach out to and express our gratitude to. So we wanted to call the both of you because you guys have been irreplaceable for us, especially in the last couple of years. Your friendship to us has been like one of the brightest parts of our lives, through all of the changes that we've gone through, and you guys have been one of the rocks throughout all of the storms that we've weathered. I mean, I don't think that we could have had as many happy times as we had, been able to survive the pandemic, been able to go through all of our freaking life moves and life switches without you guys. And I hope you know how much we love you and how grateful we are for your friendship.
Yes.
Guys.
You know. I hope you know.
We heart Sam and Chris.
We really, really do. Yeah.
We definitely know. We love you guys.
We love you. You deserve this way more often.
Yes. And I know it's bad timing, but we actually don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Oh my God. Imagine. I know. Could that be so that being said.
No, it's true. It's
the end of the road for us.
When you start playing that song, it'll be by the end of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, wait, wrong song?
No, oops, that's the final countdown.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, that one.
Go off, girl.
Aww. Oh. Well, thank you, guys.
We were clapping. We thought you were going to give us a solo there for a second.
Well, have a lovely reposation.
Yes, we love you. We'll see. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, that's our life. We had a couple of hiccups and we needed to take a detour. Turbulence in space, Samantha.
It's not easy to fly a spaceship, Sam.
Gosh.
All right, well... We'll let you guys go. Okay.
Keep the trains going. No, we love this.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Bye.
Aw. You're the freaking best.
So cute. Sam and Cross.
Samantha.
Samantha and Chris.
Gross. They're awesome. I feel really lucky. I feel very blessed. There's no way that I can sit here and call all of my friends. So if you're my friend and you're hearing this, I'm probably very grateful for you because I treasure my friendships. Em knows, like if it were my family. And Sam and Chris have really been friends who, through the years, have always been there. Always been there. And even when we've never asked them to be, you know? In the times that we asked for their help and the times that we didn't, they were always, they're just those people, you know, that are ready and willing and happy to be a part of your life. And I love them. I'm very lucky to have them.
Yes.
Okay, your turn.
Oh. All right, we're going to call Abstract hashtag Ricky.
Yes.
Who did our amazing backdrop.
Yeah, and we've worked on a lot of projects with him.
What up, Jim?
Hey, Ricky. Hey, it's me
and Em. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
So we're calling you from outer space. How you doing today?
Oh, yeah. You got good reception out there. Yeah, good reception out there.
Thank you.
And not always, but sometimes. And we wanted to take the moment of good reception that we had, because we're doing a little episode about people that we're thankful and grateful for and not waiting until, you know, Thanksgiving or the holidays to tell them.
Just a little close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but, you know, you've always been somebody that has the best vibe, the best attitude. You always go above and beyond con cariño and warmth. And we're so mother effing grateful to have in our lives. It's always such an enhancement to any day or any situation. So we're very grateful for you.
We love you.
I really appreciate that. I see y'all like my sisters. So I love y'all. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
We love you. But don't forget, we're way, way younger. Okay.
Oh yeah. No, you're my little sister.
We love you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love you too. So am I like on the show? Like in the beginning of this call, like it's gonna be live?
It is
right now.
You have anything you want to tell your fans?
No, I just, you know, have a safe trip back to Earth.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll do our best.
As long as you're waiting there when we get back.
All right. I'll be here.
We'll see you soon. We love you.
Love you, Ricky.
All right. Big kids, big hug. Love y'all.
Bye. He's the best.
He's a cute.
Such a good guy.
It feels nice. It really does feel good to make these calls.
Yeah.
And like have a moment and just be able to call someone and like just be like, hey, I'm just calling to let you know. I think you're pretty great.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, one time, I like borrowed my mom's phone to call my best friend at the time. And I definitely loved her. She was my best friend. Like there's nothing wrong with loving your friends, but I guess like in the moment, I like we had never just been like, okay, love you, or like, I love you. Like we were little kids, you know what I mean? So I'm like leaving her a message on the phone, or I'm talking to her. I was talking to her. We're like talking about homework or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, bye, love you. And I hung up the phone. And I remember being like, did I just say love you? My mom's like, yeah, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, yeah, I guess nothing. Like, you should tell people that you love them.
Yeah, for sure. You never know when you're going to get
I don't know why I felt so weird, but don't feel weird about telling people you love them.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
All right, well, why don't we make one more call?
I think that... If it's okay, I'd like to make two more.
Okay, two more. Okay,
so but this one is like, can I call, we said no parents, so can I call Mark? He's not technically a parent.
Your mom's
husband? He's a parent's husband, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not your stepdad, but he's a parent's husband.
No, it's, when you're over.
How do you reach the voicemail box for Mark?
People are so cute and funny the way they just like to ignore my calls. Oh, is he out of town?
Hello, you've reached the voicemail box.
Okay, well, there's Mark.
Unfortunately, I'm unable to take your call at this time. Please leave me a voicemail, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
I will. Thanks. Hey, Mark. Kind of funny. You're going to hear this twice because I'm calling you from the podcast. I wonder what this sounds like. Make sure to save this voicemail and show it to me later. But we are doing, Em and I are here, we're doing an episode about gratitude, fitting for the week. And we were tasked, or really we tasked ourselves with calling people, different people that we normally don't express our gratitude to throughout the rest of our lives. And I wanted to call you and say, first of all, thank you so much for putting up with my mother. Just kidding. You are such a special light, Mark. You are somebody who brightens the room anytime you're in it. We all love to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. We love to spend time with you. You're such a great dad. You're such a loving person, a devoted husband. And I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for everything. We love you so much.
We love you, Mark.
Hope you hear this, and I hope it makes you smile. Bye, Mark.
Oh, that was cute, babe.
He's so cute.
He'll appreciate
that. My mom is so lucky.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And I have one more call to make.
Wait, I do too.
No, but mine's more important.
Okay. I think mine is.
No, mine is.
No, mine is.
No.
I've made one. Uh-huh. I have a second one.
Mm-hmm.
You will not go before me.
I have to.
You cannot. could you step outside for the feedback?
Funny, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
It's Gem and M here.
Wow, I had no idea that you guys were still up at this hour.
Yeah. We're actually recording an episode right now in outer space.
Yeah, you were just in the room.
I'm so surprised.
And I don't know if you were expecting this or not. And I truthfully didn't know how I was going to go about this because you were literally sitting in the room. But there's absolutely no way in hell, there's absolutely no way in hell that Emily and I would be doing this series of calls and not call you.
Yeah.
Because you know, and if you don't, allow me to remind you that so much about what we do professionally, what we do personally, what we're able to accomplish, some of the greatest accomplishments actually that we've had in the last couple of years, they literally would not have been possible without you. And beyond the incredible work that you've done by our side, you have been, to me personally, a limb that I could not imagine of living the last couple of years of my life without. And I feel super lucky and very grateful to have you in my corner. And I'm very thankful for the friendship that you've offered me in these last few years, especially no matter what happens tomorrow. I hope you know that you've made my life so much better.
Mine too.
Love you, Chris.
We love you, Chris.
I love you guys so much, and I am so appreciative of you as well. There's a song I really love, and in it, it says, I'm thankful for you.
Oh, oh God. Yeah, I know that one.
We love you, Chris. Keep being you. Every moment you're here is truly making the planet better. We keep saying that. Everybody that we're grateful for makes the world better.
They do. My world better for sure.
I appreciate you guys. I know I did not think that I was getting a call.
Good.
Now tell me something nice about me.
Well, one, you're both brilliant.
Oh, no, Chris.
I was just kidding. But thank you. You can tell me later so I don't seem like
oh,
you.
Oh, gosh.
We love you, Chris. Thank you.
All right. I will come back to the room now.
Great.
All right. We hear you from outside the door. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay, fine. You got your phone call in, which I agree with
very much. We absolutely had to do.
I know, but this one's more important, and I think you're going to agree.
Okay. More important, though.
Hmm?
Love you, Chris.
Emily Wolf Head.
Getting a call. Hello?
Yeah. Very clever. Did you steal my idea?
No. Honestly, when you were about to call Chris, I had your number open on the phone because I'm... Bye. I'm going to cry.
Babe,
I'm sorry. I love you so much. And I'm very, very grateful for you. And every day, you give me another reason to be grateful. And I know I don't say it enough, but I'm very appreciative. And I love you very, very much.
You're making me fucking cry.
Me too. I'm sorry. But I love you so much. And I don't tell you enough how grateful I am for everything you do for me. Some of the things you do behind the scenes and just, you know, under the radar, which proves to me so much more how much you really love me.
I do.
And when we wake up in the middle of the night and you are pissed that I'm facing the other way.
I'm so mad you're not cuddling me.
I love that. So anyway, I love you. I'm grateful for you. And now I'm sorry. And that's it. I'll send it go.
I love you.
Give me a besito.
I can't. Okay, wait. Yep. Oh, our mics kissed. We've never kissed mics before. So cute.
Gay.
So gay. Oh, it is the holidays. Oh my gosh, babe.
Sorry, I love you. That came out of my soul.
I love you, and that meant a lot to me. I'm thankful for that moment.
I hope you know how real it was. And speaking of things that are real, I think this is the best moment.
For everybody.
For everybody's favorite.
Absolutely favorite.
20 to 80% true. Emphasis on the 20. Everybody's fired out on the space for the entire world. Space News! Sponsored by Gratitude. All right. Ladies, germs, germettes, germones, dogs, cats, and everything in between. Let's see what's going on in outer space. Jem's still crying, and so am I. Are you ready,
baby? Space is super emotional right now.
I know. It really is. All right, first up in outer space, astronauts on the International Space Station accidentally dropped their tool bag during a spacewalk. This only means one thing, okay? It's only a matter of time before one lucky human gets stricken down in the prime of life on Earth by the fiery flame that will be something coming out of space. That's all I got. All right. The most powerful rocket ever built just went farther than it ever had gone, and then it was lost. Clearly, this means it's where the socks and guitar picks go, somewhere in the dryer.
Oh my God, please, and let me the scrunchies know. And the chapstick.
Somewhere in the dryer. I was just like, it went as far as it's ever gone, and then it disappeared.
Great.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Millions of dollars.
Last but certainly not least, NASA telescope data becomes music you can play. I've been waiting for this, guys. Space music merged together. What can I say? Wow. The Galactic Center Sonification, using data from NASA's Chandra, Hubble, and Spitzer space telescopes, has been translated into a new composition with sheet music and even a score, you guys. That means we can play it. The first composition rendered applicable from the Grammys from this collection is... This has been Space News!
Wow, that actually must... That's like in my top three favorite space news. You are with it, baby. I loved
it. I'm not with it. Space is with it. I just report like the news.
That was good.
I just report the news.
That was really good, baby.
Thank you, mommy. I love you.
I love you too.
You guys have an amazing holiday season. However you celebrate, hug the ones you love. Tell them you love them. Don't wait, because we all might be hit by a flying space from the ISS tomorrow. Happy holidays, guys. We love you here on board the mothership. See you next week. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.